This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As a business owner or IT manager, are your cloud investment costs going up and you don't know why? It's time for Cloud Optimizer. As you migrate your business to the cloud, what you're spending and why you're spending it can get a little hazy. But Cloud Optimizer clears up the mystery and puts the cloud to work for you. Cloud Optimizer starts by analyzing usage patterns, right-sizing resources, leveraging discounts you may not be aware of, implementing automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service. As you utilize cloud-based services more and more, you don't have to lose sight or control of your spend. You can stay agile, streamline your costs, and optimize your performance, plus save significant money with Cloud Optimizer.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
Welcome to the Nuggets Podcast. I'm your host, David Samuel, and each week we'll be discussing a topic that will provide you with food for thought to help you on your journey.
This week's podcast is all about a personal experience that myself and Liam Brody have had here in Australia. He played extremely well in Hong Kong, qualified and made the second round, and pushed the number 5 in the world to the limit, and actually had 3 set points in the second set, and was, in a way, unlucky, certainly not to go to the third set, and maybe not to win. So we were coming here to Australia with great confidence and great form. But during the Hong Kong tournament, he got a bone stress in his ankle, and the MRI here showed that if he played, it would get possibly worse and could maybe lead to a fracture, which definitely you don't want. So he took the brave decision, and we withdrew him from the tournament. Now, here's something. Major disappointments like this, people really struggle with. I'd like you to think of it like a bouncing ball. Now, a bouncing rubber ball. Imagine if you bounce that ball onto the ground, the first bounce, if you do a little bit of force, first bounce is going to bounce higher than from where you threw it from. In other words, okay, the first bounce and how fast you push back, in other words, how quickly you recover from a disappointment and bounce back, determines, I think, eventually how high you get. You've got a good chance of rebounding as high, if not higher. Think about it. After the first bounce, the second bounce, it bounced about half as high again, and then half as high again, and half as high again, and eventually it's just rolling on the ground. When you have a setback, try to bounce back immediately, because the chance then is that you're going to be able to bounce back higher. The longer you wait, the longer you stay depressed, the longer you stay disappointed, the harder it is to bounce back up. And if once you're rolling on the floor, it's like starting again. You don't want to have to go to that place. You've maybe built some real confidence and doing really well in whatever you've chosen to do. You have a setback. Try not to dwell on it. Obviously, analyze, see what you can learn from it, but immediately then get back to work, bounce back. And I'm sure that you will bounce back higher. And even if you don't and have another setback, immediately, same thing again. Because I promise you, eventually, you're going to get enough force on that bounce back to come back really high. But life is like that. Nobody can really stay at this high point for their whole life. Everybody experiences disappointments, including the guys here in the background here. What you want to do is be so determined that disappointments are actually just part of the journey. Nothing that is extraordinary or abnormal. Disappointments, setbacks are all part of not just life, but any journey you're on to succeed in anything. And if you start to think of it as just the ball ricocheting off the ground, and doesn't matter how many times you have to bounce back after the first time, it's okay. Just keep doing it. And I promise you, you will feel better about things, because the faster you take action after a disappointment, the faster you're going to feel better. And I know this because with tennis players, often when they lose, I'll take them straight out on court and we'll start doing some work. And maybe the first 5 minutes is a little bit ropey and they're a bit, you know, down. But once you get working into something, immediately they get excited about getting better. Hey, presto, we're back in business. So if you want to keep the setbacks as short as possible, bounce back immediately. Thank you very much. And I'll speak to you again next week with another podcast, David Samuel Nuggets. Please, you know, subscribe, follow me on media, get excited about what I'm trying to tell you in these podcasts, because I believe from personal experience that this stuff actually does work.
That wraps up this episode. Be sure to grab the freebie in the show notes, a guide to the difference between belief and confidence. Please leave a review on Apple Podcasts and subscribe on YouTube for more. See you in the next episode.
Sports Social Podcast Network.